Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the fifth day of August, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have absolutely open phones to respond to the Super Congress, the debt ceiling increase, the plunging stock market yesterday, losing 512 points. It rebounded a little bit this morning, but is now set back in to its fall. Stock slump amid global jitters. We have those reports here that we're going to be going over. It's down well over 100 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. In fact, I'll give you those exact numbers here in a moment. It's now down. The plunge is happening even faster. 208 points. Not good news here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's also a report here. Dow likely to drop to 10,600, the charts are showing. The rough ride for equities may not be over, according to the charts. After losing 500 points Thursday, the Dow could drop another 700 points before finding some support. Daryl Gumpy, CEO of Gumpy Traders, told CNBC this morning. Mark Fomber, who's been very accurate in his predictions, is predicting that this basically will go into a collapse, at least in Europe. And he is also predicting, in fact, I believe I printed that article, but I don't see it here. He is also predicting that they will start a war as a smokescreen for this. That is the standard action that is taken by the establishment when things like this begin to happen, generally because they're engineering the collapse but need the political cover. And because if there's a war going on, it's okay if the government basically absolutely rapes and robs us in some people's minds. Russian envoy says NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran. We told you this, I don't know, over a month and a half ago from our Fort Hood sources and others, and we have countless callers here to the show who are current military confirming, also contractors confirming that is the case, that either Gaddafi leaves or that late September, early October, the full ground invasion with regular army made up of the 1st Cav and others will begin. And obviously, that is a big, big deal. Upwards of 200 million firearms and RPGs have been handed out in the last 4 or 5 months by Gaddafi to the population of Western Libya, and large portions of them are intending to fight, and that will be particularly nasty and will kill a lot of civilians and also NATO troops, which you know will be predominantly U.S. forces. So very serious times here. In every case, when there's big global meltdowns, governments will launch new wars or stage terror attacks or both, and we've been seeing a rebranding now that the Tea Party are the terrorists and work with al-Qaeda and are going to be attacking. And people that are for pro-Second Amendment or property rights or don't want the Federal Reserve to completely bankrupt the nation, you are terrorist and you are violent and you are evil. We saw Media Matters come out and take out of context things I've said yesterday in implying that I'm pushing for violence, which everybody knows is the complete opposite. But what do you expect from George Soros? So that is coming up as well. 2-year treasury yields drop to record low. Race to cash. Banks impose fee on rapidly growing deposits. We've also got all sorts of racial tension where groups of black people are confirmed beating up groups of whites for no reason. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the fifth day of August, 2011. Thank you for joining us here today. We're live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, I come back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, as well with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Now, for our listeners, what's happening right now is no surprise. And we have uncannily, in the last 5 years, laid out exactly what was going to happen with the economy with a wide index and spectrum of financial historians, economists, and others who study the globalist economic program. It is a program of destroying economies. At first, they create a lot of free money made up out of nothing, like Clinton did, getting rid of Glass-Steagall. People think the economy is doing well. But basically, you're like someone using heroin for the first time. It feels great, but 6 months down the road, you've got to have it or you'll basically go into convulsions. And that's the point that they've gotten us to. We're being positioned into total bankruptcy. The Tea Party was wrong, saying we've got to not raise the debt ceiling because that will lead to total default and collapse. And the Democrats saying do raise the debt ceiling, they were wrong as well, because that will lead to an even greater collapse down the road, because it's a mathematical certainty that when you create over $1,500 trillion in derivatives and allow the banks to sell that and gain the profit from it, and then have the public signed on to the losses from the fraud, that it's impossible to pay and it will destroy the economy. You must triage it. You must declare it the fraud counterfeit instruments it is. As we warned you in 2007, 2008, I mean, I've been covering derivatives since the late 1990s with economists, but we've been sounding the alarm really hard since 2002. We got IMF World Bank documents that were leaked detailing how the big central banks were planning to carry this out. Then, in 2008, we pointed out the tens of trillions being stolen by the banks, too big to fail, is being kept by them. It's being reinvested into more derivatives to leverage. This will only make the depression worse and the collapse worse coming up in the next few years. The technical depression would become a free fall depression. And now here we are, 3+ years later, and it's happening. Now, the Tea Party, the mainline Tea Party, was better than the Obama camp of the globalist control paradigm because they were at least saying, hey, don't raise taxes. That will stall the economy even more. And the mainstream so-called dominant media, less and less dominant, ran the hoax that they just want to hold up raising the debt ceiling. They're just sabotaging the economy. Why, they're just being obstructionist. Why, no, as part of that package, the White House was demanding huge tax increases. And so I'm not saying the Tea Party's bad. It's just that the debate about whether to raise it or not, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Webster Tarpley and Ron Paul and the Chinese government, who's heavily invested in treasury bills, have said, there's already technically a default. You're already monetizing over 75% now of the new treasury bills. People aren't buying them. The country is going into cardiac arrest. We've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We've got to say no to these derivatives. And yes, it's going to cause a depression, but one we'll get out of much quicker. We're never getting out of this. We are going to become debt slaves. I was seeing numbers of it's over $500,000 per person if we supposedly sign ourselves on, which the politicians have done. And some estimates even higher. Individually, $500,000. And then it continues to grow exponentially. That's only paying off the interest and keeping these derivatives from totally melting down. They've mixed them in and tied them in and contaminated all the major financial systems. All the major stocks and bonds are invested in them. Everything is contaminated by this pathogen, by this metastasization of this derivatives, fractional reserve banking scam. They're devaluing global currencies so fast right now that banks are announcing they're going to make you pay to keep cash in the bank. Now, that's an attempt. Of course, they can loan those out. For every dollar you deposit, they can leverage out $10 under the old fractional reserve banking rule. But see, they don't even need your money anymore. Because under the derivatives rules, which they haven't stopped, they didn't bring back Glass-Steagall 3 years ago in 2008 during a controlled implosion. No, they have taken the bailout money and accelerated the leveraging of the derivatives. So I want to take your calls on this subject on the Supreme Council of 13, the Super Congress, with the president at its head. Ron Paul, Larry Pratt, others have said, yes, this is unconstitutional. A lot of newspapers are now looking at it and saying this isn't really just a committee because it decides on taxes, on, well, Harry Reid says the way he interprets it, the leader of the Senate, it's on everything. And I've read you those quotes, and I've played you the C-SPAN clip, and we'll see if that power grab works. I mean, you're like, well, they don't specifically say they can go after guns. Well, Obama specifically can't launch wars without congressional approval. He's doing it. The ATF can't go put new gun laws in place without law, but they're doing it, even though the NRA is now doing something right for once and actually suing them over this. We've got to grow up and stop denying this is happening. We've got to admit what's happened. We've got to admit they've gotten rid of the filibuster on these key spending and cutting bills, which are everything. Everything connected to spending and cuts. That you can't add an amendment. That the bills in these areas originate now from six House and six Senate members. And it's going to take, as Judge Andrew Napolitano has said, members of the House and Senate standing up and saying, you don't take my right to bring bills in on these issues and to add amendments and to filibuster in the Senate. And people are just, a lot of people are just taking this like it's no big deal. And they say, well, this is just fast track, kind of like what was done starting with the World Trade Organization in the mid-90s, where Congress gives up a lot of its authority to this foreign group. But just because they've been engaged in treason for a long time, just because the Federal Reserve hijacked this country 97 years ago, or almost 98 years ago, 1913, doesn't mean it's okay. Just because they've had unconstitutional gun control laws in place for decades doesn't mean they shouldn't be repealed. You know, just because they had laws saying women couldn't vote doesn't mean they shouldn't be repealed. Government is power grabbing right now because the special interests that run it are going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, they've got to bring in a total police state and sew this thing up, or they're going to lose it all. It is a gamble. It is a bold stroke they're attempting here. And if we are aware of their financial attack, and if we speak out and step up and point them out that they're the criminals, they will not have the moral authority, and it will give good attorney generals and good grand juries and good members of the House and Senate and others and media people the moral courage and the solidarity to stand up together. Now, I want to hit a few other news items we'll get into more detail on later in the broadcast today, but I want to just give you the number. I want to take a lot of calls today, but please have your question and comment ready because I want to get to the next person. 1-800-259-9231. Also, if your military can get in, we told you, I don't know, was it a month and a half ago we wrote the articles from our Fort Hood sources, and then we opened the phones up and had other military contractors, others call and say, yes, the word is special forces are going to be increased in July and August on the ground. That's now confirmed and did happen. And in September, early October, a major ground invasion under 3 Corps and then under that, 1st Cav and others. That's just the ground force. And Libya serving out upwards of 2 million fully automatic Kalashnikovs and other rifles, handguns, RPGs, and then the regular army with a lot of high-tech goodies they bought from the British, the French, and others. So one military man said on this show, Colonel Gaddafi's got a lot of nasty stuff under his hat. And, well, here is the Russian envoy today. Paul Joseph Watson has an article on it. It's also being reported by Debkafile, which has proven very accurate in the past with a direct line right into Israeli Shin Bet and Mossad. Russian envoy, NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran. PrisonPlanet.com. Please get this out to everybody. Even as it finds itself embroiled in Libya, NATO is preparing to launch a military assault on Syria. So again, we already got the word that they're planning, and they've told the troops. Doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen, but that they're going to attempt to launch a ground war. Now, whether that's a bluff or not, we don't know. To make Gaddafi stand down, they said they killed his son again. I don't know how many sons he's got, but they've been proven to have lied about that a couple times in the past, whether he ran to Venezuela, so I don't know the truth. But yes, you've seen Obama this week coming out and saying that, hey, Syria, we meant to do something here. If the forces we're backing to attack you, if you continue to mow them down. But it's very hypocritical. I'm not defending Syria. I mean, it is a dictatorship. I don't like it. But Israel, just a month or so ago, in the Golan Heights, mowed down all those people peacefully trying to walk into area that was their land before. So this would be like if Mexico took part of Texas back, and then a decade later or so, Texans walked across, you know, trying to go back to their farms and were shot. And then the media praised it as a great move. My issue here is, regardless of which side of this issue you are, if you're neutral or if you realize it's all divide and conquer manipulation, still there's a lot of hypocrisy here. Russian envoy, NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran. Even as it finds itself still embroiled in Libya, NATO is preparing to launch a military assault on Syria in order to create a beachhead for a future attack on Iran, claims Russian envoy to NATO, Dmitry Rogozin, and he's the highest level as it gets. The planning of the military campaign is well underway. What does Mark Faber say today? He says they're getting ready to launch a war because of the financial collapse. Again, they bring the collapse in to consolidate, but give you a war, so you'll do what you're told. Then they can stage terror attacks, say Gaddafi's doing it, Assad's doing it, with the Tea Party, because now they say the Tea Party works with the Muslims. Now, anybody that believes that, on average, a lot of Tea Party people are absolute Islamophobes, actually have, you know, Osama bin Laden dartboards at home. But they, nevertheless, they're saying it. They think you'll buy it. We're going to come back and start taking your calls, and I'll get more into this and a lot more and the economy.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You know, since the days of Ronald Reagan, they've admittedly had the plunge protection team that whenever the establishment wants to boost the stock market back up, the government goes in with your tax money and buys stocks. Now, the insiders are always aware of that. And they're given the knowledge beforehand. That's another way that the big boys are allowed to engage in insider trading. But then if Martha Stewart gets caught, not even insider trading, but, quote, lying to the FBI, she goes to jail. People think of Martha Stewart as the elite. No, folks, Martha Stewart isn't the elite. She's a media person. By the way, if you go to CNBC.com, you can see the latest graph, and we'll put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here in a moment. But it lost over 200 points. First, it went up about 100 points this morning. Then it dropped over 200. Then it gained back more than 200, and it started dropping again. It's now 64 points, 0.59 down. NASDAQ's down 45.83. That's 1.79%, or more than triple, but the Dow's down. The NASDAQ's really getting stomped. S&P is down 1.22%. Hit refresh on that, guys, because that's weird. I'm getting, so it's gyrating all over the place. I guess it was going down, and then it just peaked back up. So now it's only down 49.42 points. Boy, it's really volatile. Okay, let's go to your phone calls as we continue to watch all of this today. George and then Jack, Dave, Ken, Malcolm, and others, when you hear a call, hang up. You can get in. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231 on this live Friday edition. Bob Chapman is joining us coming up in the third hour. We'll have open phones then, and I've got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. But first, your calls. George in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Thank you for all you do. I try to help spread your information by making a stamp, putting it on all dollar bills to find out more information at the InfoWars. I'm going to be going to 9/11. Our slave leader is going to be there. I'm going to be protesting the Fed. And I think anybody that can be in the area probably should make their concerns on the local things of pertinent interest known to our leaders. One other thing is that the other day you said something about how much debt per tax per person the government's running up. Probably should be debt per taxpayer. There's only 100,000 people that actually file IRS forms. Of that, there's only about 54,000 that pay that. So that's
hold
about
on. You're saying there's only 100,000 people filing tax forms? I think you're mistaken. I think you're talking about I know roughly half the population doesn't pay, quote, income taxes. They pay the Social Security and other taxes. But and it depends on how you look at the debt. But they talk about, you know, the average household, 80,000, or 400,000, or 500,000. I see a lot of different numbers. The point is, most of the debt they admit is derivative, so we don't really owe it. It's not ours.
But that, in working out the debt per taxpayer, there's 100 million people that file. There's only 50 million that actually pay taxes on that, according to the government figures. And so that would work about.
Oh, no, you're right. I misheard you. I thought you said 100,000. Please continue.
I did. I misquoted. And the other thing is that he said that Russia's trying to increase population. I see a lot of people around where I live that a lot of these girls get out of high school and they get pregnant, and they've turned that into a career. They get big-screen TVs, they get cars, they get food, they get things that I feel like I can't afford. And so, yeah, the government's supporting a lot of people, population increase on the lower end.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I'll go to another caller in a moment, but this is some food for thought. We put out a document that was internal. It said not for distribution that was sent to us by somebody inside the state police here in Texas, and it said we are mainly trying to hire only military veterans. And that sounds reasonable on the surface, but government is already gobbling up a large portion of the GDP. One way or another, more than half the population survives off a government paycheck, whether it's corporate welfare or Social Security or food stamps. I mean, at a certain point, what about people that didn't work for the government? I mean, that's discrimination. You can't say, well, we're only going to hire black people, we're only going to hire white people or Hispanics, or we're only going to hire Mormons or Catholics or Muslims. Well, then how do you say, and Obama says it, we need to have tax breaks to hire military, former military. How about we have tax breaks for anybody that hires? That would get jobs going. But the government knows when you cut taxes, it gets the economy going. They know that. Again, Kennedy cut the highest tax bracket by 50%, the next tax bracket by 35%. Tax receipts doubled 1 year later. That number is public, and pull it up. Why don't they do that? Because they want to control the economy. And so that's discrimination. I'm all for, they sell it well. Get a tax incentive for a wounded vet. I agree with that. But that's how the road to hell is paved. Next, it's all the troops. Then it's, government workers who are being laid off. Companies, you get an incentive to hire them. What about everybody else? It's discrimination. It's discrimination. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Okay, we're going back to your phone calls here in a moment. Coming up in other news, mob of hundreds of black youths beat white people in racial attack. Milwaukee Journal's Sentinel. Here's another report out of the Sentinel. A police began probe into mob incidents at State Fair. Here's Renton police in Washington investigating cartoons mocking cops, city workers, and they say that they're going to arrest them and charge them with crimes for having cartoons making fun of the police. They say that's not allowed. KOMO TV is reporting. Just amazing attacks all over the country. You videotape cops even from your own house, they come and arrest you. I mean, it's total First Amendment. There's no perception of privacy. That's how the government films us in public. And they got prosecutors and handpicked juries. They'll send you to jail. I see it every week now. People serving hard time. Hard time. Like the Rat song. Hard time, hard time. Oh, yeah, only in the Soviet states of America. Satirical mints mocking fun at Obama pulled from bookstore. Government says that's not allowed. That's out of the Knoxville News Sentinel. A Democratic representative saw it and didn't like it. Yeah, there was a Joe Armstrong, so it's pulled. And you don't talk bad about our king. the gracious Supreme Excellency, His Highness Obama, the banker puppet. So that's just some of the news I've got on that front. Whoa! Hey, in courtside, you want to speak in citizens' communication? I'll just have you arrested. You don't like that? Well, we'll just fire the mayor. We rule! State Attorney General saying what they're doing is illegal, but hadn't done anything yet. They're in Arizona because, well, we start going after governments that are doing things that are illegal. We don't have to go after ourselves, huh? So that's the problem with corruption. It doesn't just stay in one spot. It doesn't just sit in one spot. You either fight it and you push it back or it gets worse. It doesn't sit in one spot. And so, see, the corrupt all across this country, or people in a lot of cases that aren't even mentally corrupt, they believe that might is right and that it's their power to do this. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, as they say. And the social engineers know that, so they give people false mental roadmaps of why they're doing what they're doing. And then pretty soon, nobody can report on each other's corruption because you are corrupt, you've done something corrupt, and so now the other people around you get more and more corrupt, and then the very wicked, you know, most corrupt people, it's like a race or something. They get in bigger and bigger positions of power, and then everything goes to you-know-what in a handbasket. That's how it works. That's why we know it's going to get more and more insane, just like we've been telling you the last few years, and it has gotten that way. This is the way almost all countries go. This is normal. This is the vast majority of cases. And at the minute that Americans can hear this show and don't think this guy's radical, the minute you study history and really look at what we're saying and go, wow, this guy actually isn't even saying how bad it is. The minute we stop being naive, that's when the tide turns. The minute you realize it's illegitimate. You had a famous rapper on yesterday, 50 Cent. I mean, he came up with those guys just as big over the last decade or so. Prodigy, and great informed guy, awake since the late 80s, and he has a gun, can't have a gun in New York, they arrest him, he serves a couple years in jail for it, and I said, that was wrong, and he said, no, I did something wrong, I did my time, and I said, well, I didn't want to say because he's black, but I almost said, because it's the example I'd usually use, really, it was the law that black people were slaves and weren't human, is you going to follow that law? It was the law women couldn't vote. You going to follow that? It was the law you couldn't go buy a beer. You go to jail for it. Prohibition. You going to follow that? I mean, look, freedom isn't something you compromise on. And the minute you get it through your head, America and the rest of the world, that a bunch of crooks are running things, we could turn this around. And I'm going to go to your calls, but I want to add this final caveat. I'm going to get into it more later because it's in my stack here. Got a couple articles. The BBC, of all groups, has had to come out and admit 5,000 years ago there was half the ice in the Arctic there is today. Now, for years, they will show you a satellite above the North Pole showing you in the winter months the ice shrinking by about half. And say, when they show people that and say, look, it's shrinking. My gosh, it'll be gone in 1 year, as Al Gore says every year. Now, that's why there's the North Passages for thousands of years written about, for Northern Europeans and others, and the Japanese as well, that you could go through there in the summer. And if you go early in the spring, you need an icebreaker. It's gotten thin, but you can get through it. Everybody knows that half of that ice shelf in the north melts every year. It's a smaller percentage of the Antarctic. You can pull the numbers up. It's like when the news says a polar bear can't swim and shows one swimming and says they're drowning. It turned out, of course, that's a total lie. They're the greatest swimming land animal there is. Recorded swimming upwards of 300 miles. They hunt in the water, killing seals and beluga whale. They can haul a beluga whale up with one arm. Okay? I mean, a polar bear will eat a grizzly bear's lunch, ladies and gentlemen. They're completely powerful. Okay? In fact, there's nothing walking around more vicious on the planet. But they tell you, oh, they're dying. Oh, it's melting. Look at them out on that iceberg. Yeah, they're hunting. And the people telling you that are congenital, conscious liars to make you feel guilty so they can put a carbon tax on you to pay it to Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and David Rockefeller on record, who openly run the carbon trading facilities. Now, that came out. The BBC had to admit, okay, 5,000 years ago, the ice sheet was half of what it is now, and it looks like it's natural. The Hadron Collider info came out. They mimicked the ions coming in out of space. That's what's forming most of the clouds. That was known 20 years ago. We told you that. But the UN had a vote 2 years ago saying, no, we say it doesn't affect it. We say sunlight doesn't make plants grow. We say, I mean, okay, you say the Earth's flat. You know, go lock Copernicus up. You know, you say Galileo's wrong. Lock him up. The Earth's, you know, not the center of the universe, and the planets move. I mean, so now another big report came out where they're having to admit that increasing temperature ups CO2, not CO2 ups the temperature. You know, Al Gore lied. He's been caught. In fact, in British court, they ordered it pulled out of the schools. His inconvenient propaganda, his inconvenient man bear pig, his inconvenient truth. Excuse me, got the name right the third time. He took the graph and shows CO2 going up and then temperature going up, and it turns out it's flipped. He actually took public data that was publicly available, but he knew you didn't know how to go look that up, and flipped it and showed you a graphic of a baby polar bear, a cartoon of one dying, couldn't swim, dying. In fact, guys, I forget if it was 67 or 69, I think it's 67, pull up yesterday's article, I never got to it, Rasmussen poll, 67% believe global warming scientists lying. Just put that on screen. I want to double check my number. But I believe it's 67% now in a Rasmussen poll. Don't believe it. See, it went from 9 out of 10 3 years ago believing it because the media wouldn't lie to now 6 or almost 7 out of 10 not believing it, and it's accelerating. Once you wake up to the fraud, it's all over. But you've got to do it. You've got to stop being naive. The day you hear this show and think that it's not radical is the day you've woken up. Okay? It's that simple. Because even if I'm not right about 100% of things, and Lord knows I make mistakes, you know, about stuff routinely and try to go back and cover it when I do, the point is that in history, the things I'm talking about have happened over and over again, and we're seeing a lot of it happen now, and it's good to be alarmist. It's good to be upset. It's good to be defending liberty. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and go to your calls. Did you find my Rasmussen? Here, I can watch this. Watch this. Rasmussen. Rasmussen. 67%. Think scientist lying. Boom. Okay, I was wrong. I'm sorry and I apologize. Yes, put it on screen for folks. He found it as well. I apologize. As I told you, I'm now spot checking almost everything I say on air. My memory failed. 69% say it's likely scientists have falsified global warming data. And again, we'll put that on screen, or you can document cam shot it off right here. Thank you. Because people are going to say that's a lie. We must show them or they're not going to believe it. They're not going to look it up. They're going to say I'm making it up. I've got to show them this. Again, you can just type in 69% that say it's likely scientists have falsified global warming research. There it is. Rasmussen. And they won't believe that either. Pull back. Let them see where it says Rasmussen reports. In fact, they're not going to believe the, you know, my BBC about the ice thing, so I'll have to get that and show it to them. The point is that we're being lied to. I mean, I've gotten more articles in the mainstream news today dealing with the federal court documents coming out. The top drug cartel leaders do indeed, they filed them in evidence, work for the U.S. government. And we're using them to knock out their competition, and that reportedly 3,000 people have died, including many police. It is estimated that approximately 3,000 people were killed in Mexico as a result of Operation Fast and Furious, including law enforcement officers in the state of Sinaloa, Mexico, the headquarters of the Sinaloa cartel, the court documents allege, and it goes on in the Justice Department. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. I've got to have open phones here. Jack in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, you are a true blue patriot spirit brother in the League of Bull Grace. The last time I was politically active, I supported Bull Grace, And in my lifetime, since I was too young to know JFK, but I did learn that had Bo been elected, of course, we wouldn't be in the position we're in now, because he would have terminated the Federal Reserve. And really all we got to do, since it's uninformed consent fraud, is simply paying back their original 500 mil. Well, shit, we'll give them $1 billion, right? And if they don't leave, we'll just, you know, film a big party over there with the polar bears and see how well they can swim with the polar bears. But,
another number, I said in the last 10 years polar bear numbers have doubled, and that was true. But then I was corrected by Dilling Poll. Since 1950, their numbers are up fivefold. They're like giant, powerful goblin roaches that'll break in your house and eat everything. Actually, I like polar bears. The point is, they're running around everywhere. But they lie and say they're all dying, give Al Gore money. So, you know, and he showed you a cartoon of one that can't swim, so it must be true.
Hey, Alex, the golden rule has got everybody enslaved, right? Who controls the gold, the currency rule? So I have a report from a fellow that used to be an aide to a federal judge, and it describes the intrinsic insidious fraud of all loan agreements, whether it's credit cards, mortgages, whatever. The promissory note, the clue, if you haven't already been told this, if you have a checking account, you scope it with a magnifying glass and you see a miniature dot matrix, the words authorized signature. So it so happens, just like on the promissory note, everyone signs with the loan agreement, which is a contract, authorized signature is authorizing the creation of the money or the currency that funds the loan. So the loan company, whatever it is not loaning from their assets nor those of their client depositors. It's the contracting borrower that's creating the currency that funds his or her own
yes,
loan.
Yes, that's fractional reserve banking. Good point, and I appreciate your call. And then they just expand that out into derivatives. And that's why banks are now, you got to pay us to keep cash here. But we're like, but you're loaning it out. And they're like, buddy, we don't care about fractional reserve banking loaning out 10 to 1 now and making money up out of nothing. We can make up whatever we want as long as you're a big mega bank. Now, if your local credit union gets a crooked toenail, they're going to be SWAT teamed so fast it'll make your head spin. And that's also what's happening is the big mega banks are taking over all the real legitimate banks that actually do help fund this country. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Canada. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm calling from Windsor. We are Change Windsor. We've been quite busy here, trying to keep active, trying to wake people up. I'd like to see if I can ask you a couple of questions. First of all, is it possible for me to just mention some issues that are going on in Canada? And the second...
Sir, we didn't screen your call. I mean, if I don't like what you're getting into or I think it's a distraction or something, I just hang up on people. But yeah, go ahead. Welcome.
Anyway, yeah, the second call, the second issue is just the website that we have. Anyway, in Canada here, we have a lot of things going on. I don't want to make things seem too pessimistic, but, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, we're having a lot of factory closures. Navistar, our last large truck manufacturing plant closed a little while ago.
You're enjoying the blessings of globalism.
Yeah, well, it's
remember Al Gore told you on Larry King Live in 1994, Larry, this is a good deal. Over the next 10 years, it's going to double our factories, Larry. And again, he wouldn't lie to us. He's Al Gore. He told us polar bears can't swim. Come now. Tisk, tisk. Are you talking bad about Al Gore?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please continue, evil one.
So, anyway, yeah, we're right near Detroit as well. So the other issues, there's so many, but like they.
But are you going to tell me next Detroit hadn't done great under NAFTA and GATT?
Oh, it's done wonderful. They want to build a new bridge just to accommodate all the increased traffic. You know, I'm being sarcastic, obviously, but that's another thing is that the studies show that the traffic has actually dropped since 2001. But they want to build another bridge, another crossing, and they're fighting with the government. One private investor is fighting with the government to build his bridge, and it's absolutely crazy.
I hear you. You know, I'll be honest with you. All of these are side issues to, you heard Dr. Catherine Albrecht battling stage 3 cancer, breast cancer yesterday here on air. And you heard her talk about how the United States is off the charts statistically, higher breast cancer than anywhere else in the world. Next is Western Europe. And it is the bisphenol A. It is the hormones in the food, the meat. And we're murdering. I mean, just look at your daughters. You're giving them a death sentence. Because if this stuff has roughly doubled in the last decade, well, what about a decade from now? What about a decade after that? What about the fact that 50 years ago, a child with cancer was like the Holy Grail to doctors? They would travel from all over the world to come see the child. Now there's go anywhere. You see kids with cancer, with their hair all falling out, a lot of times with the bug poison injectors, the chemotherapy injectors on their arms, or the ports. You'll see them at the swimming pool, the ports sticking out of their chest. And they're going to have all their money sucked out of them and terminated. Yeah, I think that's the big issue. You know what I mean? GMO crops designed to sterilize us. We're being murdered right now. Cop listening right now, say in Florida, giggling. He's a new listener. Okay. It's not funny. You know, I say cop because a lot of folks that are part of the system think that, oh, the government couldn't be doing that. You ignore this information at your peril. We're being soft killed. More calls straight ahead.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, I am going to cover a cornucopia of news. I'm going to mention some of it now at the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll continue with your calls. We're going back to them here in a moment. Then I'll continue with your calls after that, coming up in the next hour. But here's just a program note. I do not screen your phone calls. Okay, and so what happens is we just ask your name where you're calling from. If you want to tell us how you're listening, fine. I usually don't even read that information off. I probably should because it's interesting. People like to hear it. And then I get callers on air, and they, like, want me to screen their call. Is it all right if I talk about this? Is it all right if I talk about that? Or they say, I heard you screen calls. I can't believe I got on. Well, folks, you can also hear that I, you know, work for space aliens. It isn't true. So if you want to get involved on air, it's 800-259-9231. Ken, Tanner, Tim, Dustery, many others. I want to race through your calls pretty quick here. In other news that I haven't even gotten to yet, look at this report. Again, this is all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Dow bloodbath could herald Great Depression, Paul Joseph Watson. And he's got the New York Times admitting it. Research shows off Wi-Fi hacking drone at Black Hat meeting. And it goes on, drone will likely be used by Digital Blackwater to monitor and take out domestic computer networks. The Pentagon admits they're going to target people's politics they don't like inside America. I mean, you talk about totally illegal. 12 triggers driving mankind towards world government. Key article that I want to go over later. Russian envoy, NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran. And soon, stocks crumble for the second day. TSA illegally confiscates pregnant woman's tiny vial of insulin as explosives risk. And there was a report yesterday that sweat on your hands is triggering the bomb. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I hadn't been working in the garden anything. And last time I flew, they, explosives, and will swab me down. And, no, I don't work for the big banks, okay? I didn't get Mitalov on the plane like the State Department was ordered to do so. So don't worry. We're not the ones that need to be worried about. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls here. Also, there's another article, 57 senators signed a letter to protect Second Amendment from UN global treaty that Hillary's trying to get signed. And don't think they won't pass it. You thought you wouldn't get government-run health care. You thought you wouldn't get a super Congress. You thought Obama wouldn't launch wars without congressional approval. You thought the TSA wouldn't grab your the outside of your pants, much less the inside of your pants. Well, look at every other country. This is what happens when the thugs get in charge and hire a bunch of dumbed-down control freaks. They'll do whatever they're told. It's a recipe for absolute tyranny. Oh, they'll let you. Remember, I kept telling you about them not letting people have gardens and demanding inspections before you could have one because you might grow something illegal. You're guilty until proven innocent. And now the reports are pouring in. You know, can't have a garden in your backyard, your front yard. It's happening. Oh, you can't sell papayas and mangoes that are organic. You know, you can't sell this organic cheese. We're raiding you. And it's only going to get worse because they are more and more criminal. The criminals are taking more and more of the slots. They've got more than half the people in government have now been basically criminals or control freaks. Okay? And they got corporate masters that love it. All right, we'll go to break here in a minute and come back with your calls. And as I said, I'll try to go through all this news coming up. And Bob Chapman's joining us. I'll throw a lot of it out at him. Before we go to break, I want to remind you that we have a great sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit, one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536 plus off. They're already low prices for a one-year supply of the best durable foods on the planet. The price is even lower for the same volume of food than it was when we first started way back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now, or just trust the government who's hoarding food themselves. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.